Hey y'all, peace and blessings. Welcome to Our Unity Network Radio. This is your host, Crystal Tucker, and we are going to discuss our hip-hop series with Revolution Televised. We're going ahead and get into it. Man, we got a quick discussion here on the field. Just basically getting into victims of simply being different from the color of the skin, dress code, hairstyle, morals, beliefs, and goals. Overlooked for positive as being positive for numerous of times, you know. The differences, the injustice has been a root cause of the upheaval of the black community. And it's important to imagine instantly being labeled as guilty suspect before it's even proven to be true. And the effect that it has on people who witness crime in action as well. There was some fears in or concerns in the African-American experience because racial profiling has always been a resolved issue since slavery. However, these issues could not be proven to be the reason for the imbalances in the black community. Until that visual recording of the beating of Rodney T. King in 91, this became nationally known. Now, prior to, there was some music that was going on, you know what I'm saying? You had different forms of hip-hop that was out. You had party music, you had people that were there to entertain you, you know what I'm saying? And also to uplift the black community, which was the conscious rap that dealt with political and social resolve. After this riot broke out in regards to Rodney King. Now, he was arrested some music so that I can get warmed up, because for some reason I'm not able to get my thoughts across, and that is just not cool. So let's go ahead and get into Busy Guy with Kango Kid.
These secrets in my head, oh how they burden me. These secrets in my head burn with urgency. If I tell you one or two or three, can you keep them between you and me?
I want them out. Give a fuck about all the mentions they talking about. Niggas in denial, like their situation figured out. Scumbags hanging out, right in front of mama house. Drugs came and gave a nigga pocket change. Stepping out in better things. It was the 99, black man initiative. No nigga left behind. We was dishing dimes as if the shit was legalized. Advertised, nigga smoke this, said how you feeling paralyzed. My nigga back in 99, I swear we had it out. Black suits and bow ties, like we sold the final call. Now you gotta risk it all, giving up your innocence. Listening to your kids pray to heaven for a Christmas gift. And I done did some shit, telling them it ain't no Santa Claus. All because my money flow went on pause. Although I told them the truth, I might have stolen their youth. Heavy is the head that's holding all the flaws. Don't judge me, cause in comparison to my confession, your life is ugly, I promise you need to hear this lesson. I hear you begging to a busy God for many blessings, but I'm digressing for now. Let me tell you about justice. Let's talk, I wanna tell you how I used to be, so you can see the other side and get you used to me. I done gang bang, probably kid a nigga back in 1995, and if it was you, you'd have did the same thing. The year the nation the most did the most, while we was minding our own, buying bottles, popping the toast. Them niggas shot at kids from 4th Ward to 9-0. Them niggas gave us problems we handled like a soprano. Pulling triggers, it felt like stroking keys on pianos. I guess cause we was high, smoking weed cause the scandal was stacking up so high. The brothers stuck together, we each other's alibi. Know how to handle a lie. And nah, I try to teach my kids the best thing, how to be silent. Got away from gun violence and bought their mama a wedding ring. But now I'm learning why that cave verse things. Cause when you throw balls, karma gon' swing. Don't judge me, cause in comparison to my confession, your life is ugly, I promise you need to hear this lesson. I hear you begging to a busy God for many blessings, but I'm digressing for now. Let me tell you about justice. I used to play the field, I used to let them know, my way or the highway. And it ain't shit if you gotta go, cause you replace me. I don't owe you nothing, I ain't taking shit from you. And that's the end of the discussion. Don't know why these niggas cuffin'. Bitches say they in love, little do you know they bluffin'. Less love means you another dick in her top five. Another resource in her archive. Another Marty and that girl's McFly. And now my kids dating. I should've tried to be that nicer guy. A busy guy won't disturb the invocation to work. Should've watched what I was saying, can't play with the universe. As I look at my timeline, wish I would've learned at an earlier age how to discern if the devil or the hell I'm talking about and how it burns. Existed deep in the mirror, I would've turned and said, don't judge me. Please don't judge me. I would've been like 8 years old. Maybe, man, I would go back to 3. I'd've been like, man, please. Don't judge me, cause in comparison to my confession, your life is ugly, I promise you need to hear this lesson. I hear you begging to a busy God for many blessings, but I'm digressing for now. Let me tell you about justice.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Come on, game. What we need is awareness. We can't get careless. You say, what is this? Mama love it. Let's get down to business. Mental self-defense of fitness. So rest the show.
You got yourself a person no one.
To make everybody see. In order to fight the power that be. Fight the power. Fight the power. Fight the power.
About the music that they was playing at the time, a lot of conscious hip-hop music, you know what I'm saying, being aware of self, the Nation of Islam, different things like that, you know what I'm saying, just really branching outside of Christianity, you know what I'm saying, and some other beliefs, whatever that was fed to us, you know. And with that being said, you know, the history in general was showing that we were always in a call response with one another, you know what I'm saying? And hip-hop was just that. It was a call and response to what was going on in our what was going on in our community, you know what I'm saying? And I was talking to a friend of mine from our previous show, trying to do this episode about how hip-hop was basically like, you know, hey, this is what's going on in the community. You might need to not be over here, you know what I'm saying, at the time. And actually, that made a lot of sense, you know what I'm saying? So within itself, the vernacular, it would be using this big word, the vernacular aspect of the genre and hip-hop, you know what I'm saying, is crazy because it's not just one thing. It's multiple things, and it will continuously change as generations continuously come with creative ideals and or how it's relatable to one another. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it goes. It's its own language within itself. Okay, so I'm going to just read down what I had on my paper and see whatever makes sense. Okay, so the Rodney King story basically was held in 1991 in L.A. And that's California, you know what I'm saying? And the police pulled over Rodney King and whatnot. Prior to, they stated that he was driving under the influence and led the police in a high-speed chase. And the four police officers began beating on Rodney King. And there was some bystander that basically recorded that incident, you know what I'm saying? And it went through the national TV, went nationally known through the television, you know what I'm saying? And that was the first thing that was witnessed, you know, that had any evidence. I can't talk. It was the first thing that had any evidence of what was going on, you know what I'm saying, back in the day. Really, all that stuff was still slavery mentality that was going on, you know what I'm saying? You had people who knew right from wrong as far as the black community, and they were speaking a lot of knowledge within the music, you know what I'm saying, and through other forms of communication, but really through music. Music was a key. And so I don't know how I'm going to attack this, but this is like the fourth show that I've done, and I'm just like, not able to get it